to Eat Drink Social. My name is Courtney Sandora, and throughout this podcast series, you'll be hearing from myself and the Go Social team. Go Social is a PR and social media marketing firm with offices in Denver, Colorado, and Louisville, Kentucky. We'll be discussing social media trends and influencer best practices in the food and beverage landscape. If you have any questions and want to reach out, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Go Social, or you can visit our website at goforthbesocial.com.
Today, we're joined with Brian Inman, better known as the Rum Champion on social media. Based in Southern California, Brian shares his passion for rum across his social media channels in hopes of bringing awareness to the world's most diverse yet underappreciated spirit to his followers. As a rum enthusiast, Brian is also the co-host or also the host of To The Rum podcast, the founder of the Rum Curious Club in Southern California, and also the co-creator of Rum Rise, Run Set YouTube channel. Welcome, Brian. We're so excited to have you today.
Well, thank you, Sydney. It is an honor to be here, and thanks for giving me a platform to just talk about my rum obsession.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to hear about it. Well, speaking of your rum obsession, could you kind of kick it off and tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us kind of your beginnings into rum and how you found your passion for the spirit?
Ooh, yeah. So, geez, no one ever has asked me about myself. It's usually, let's talk about the rum. Born in Denver, I'm a monumental sports fan. So Broncos, which has been the bane of my existence because they've been so bad. The Nuggets that just won an NBA championship. And the Avalanche, who won the year before last. And then randomly, I'm a Dodgers fan because my mom's a Dodgers fan. Grew up in Colorado, but lived most of my life in Southern California. And when I became of age, because I never drank before the age of 21, wink, right. Wink. when I came of age, I actually was dating somebody at the time whose sister worked for Disney in Anaheim. And she ended up taking us to this bar called Trader Sam's. Now, Trader Sam's is a tiki bar where I didn't know what it was. I knew nothing about tiki, but I really like Disneyland. And we go in and just transported to, you know, you're in the Hawaiian Islands and there's the bar is reacting to people's drinks and everything like that. You open up the thing and you open up the menu, excuse me. And there's a bunch of different cocktails of, oh, shipwreck and zombie and all these things. And I didn't even look at what the ingredients were. I just ordered a drink. I think it was the zombie. Tried it. And it was my first zombie ever going, oh, whoa, this is delicious. What's in this? And then I looked at the menu. I was like, oh, there's rum in this. And then I had another one. And then I got up to use the restroom and realized, oh, wow, these drinks are really strong. And from there, I was really hooked, though. You know, you order drinks and you order a Krakatoa and there's sirens going off and the LED screens on the side of the bar shooting out volcanoes, lava from the volcanoes. So I really caught the bug there. And for a while it was, well, you know, but the only real sipping spirit is whiskey because, you know, that's what Americans drink. That's our spirit and blah, blah, blah. Pandemic happened and somehow, some way on the backside of it here in Southern California, when people felt comfortable to meet in groups, I decided to throw a tiki party because that's always had a really cool escapism feeling of, you know, getting outside of people hoarding toilet paper and all of that and the fun times that was COVID. So I wanted to make sure that I had all the drinks that I grew up enjoying. I went to a couple of bars before the lockdown in LA where I had moved to, Tonga Hut, Tiki Tea, and I realized I didn't know how to make any of these drinks that I enjoyed. So I found this YouTube channel called Distinguished Spirits. The gentleman doesn't really make videos anymore, which is very sad. He has a very deep voice and goes, today we're going to be looking at a tiki classic, the 1944 Mai Tai. But he really goes into the history of the cocktail, which was really compelling. But he showed me which rums I needed to use for these cocktails. And he referenced this book called Smuggler's Cove. So watch this guy's videos, all the drinks I wanted to make. He picked up a copy of a book, Smuggler's Cove. It's also a world famous tiki bar in San Francisco. I'm going to be there this weekend. Whoop, whoop. And I curated a menu, had some people over after picking up, I don't know, 15 rums, and I was hooked from there. So then the more I tried, the more I wanted to deconstruct these cocktails, the more rums that I would actually go out and buy. So that's how I went from no rums to probably 30 rums in about a 2-month span. And then I would host these monthly rum parties telling everybody who came over would listen, you're only drinking rum. The great thing about rum is blah, 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 because it was, and it is really diverse. You would have, you know, a rum from Mexico that tastes like olive brine and chili peppers. then you would have, you know, a sweet rum kind of from Venezuela or Nicaragua, like Florida Caña, sweet, light, approachable. Then you'd have something weird and funky from Jamaica, which sounds weird, but promise it works, like rotting pineapples and petroleum and all this weird stuff. And I just got hooked on it. And the more I learned, the more I wanted to share. So there were people saying, well, why don't you do this on like social media or something? And I had said, no, I don't want to be one of those influencers. There's a certain stigma of, you know, the hi, right, guys, I'm at such and such restaurant. They cleared out half the restaurant for myself. So let's go celebrate me. And somebody though, after, I don't know, a month or two, a very good friend of mine was nice enough to point out, well, don't make it about you, make it about the rum. So Rum Champion started of September of last year. We're not even at a year, and it's blown my mind that I'm at 20,000 whatever followers. Oh. I'm hosting rum clubs in Tonga Hut, which is LA's oldest tiki bar. We've recently expanded to Bamboo Club. We're expanding to a third location in Irvine, and meeting a number of amazing human beings along the way and building a really strong community of rum lovers here in Southern California. So that was a very long-winded answer of who I am, where I've come, and where I'm at. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, that's a super interesting story. I feel like, you know, during COVID, you never know what was going to happen. So to find, you know, something you're passionate about out of that, I feel like that's awesome. And congratulations on almost your 1 year anniversary of the Rum Champion. That's excellent.
Hey, thank you. You know, some people decided to make bread. I decided to make tiki cocktails and then subsequently rum cocktails. But yeah, it's been a wild journey, and it feels like we're just getting started. It feels like a lifetime, but then I look back going, it's not even a full 12 months yet. It'll be officially 12 months in 10 days.
Wow. Well, wow. Congratulations. I hope, are you going to do anything big on your social channels for the anniversary?
Yeah, I probably have to think about doing a few things. So I have inadvertently created a catchphrase for myself that I, in editing my videos, can no longer hear myself say. It goes, what's going on, everybody? It is the Rum Champ. So I probably am going to do maybe a mishmash of all of those. I'll probably repost the first video ever. And it was a spinoff of Game of Thrones. That's where I picked the name Prince Oberyn, when he's talking to Tyrion after Tyrion kills King Joffrey. And he needs a champion, and Prince Oberyn, you know, grabs the torch and goes, I will be your champion. That's why I chose the name. That is exclusively it. People tend to think, oh, well, if you're the champion, that means you're, you know, you're the undisputed, you know, everything about everything. It's like, no, like, it's the concept that a champion, the other definition is that it's a person who simply stands in the stead of or fights on behalf of a person or a cause that they believe in. So if anybody's listening, that's what Rum Champion means.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I know I've kind of read some past interviews with you too. Can you talk a little bit about, like, you know, your passion for rum in general? And like, obviously, I feel like it's gaining a little more popularity, especially in the US, and just obviously with everything, potential to go viral, you never know. So somebody will pick up a cocktail and see it online. But I know you said it's kind of like one of the little underappreciated spirits. Obviously, everybody loves tequila, but if we give rum a little bit more room to shine, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting to me that the more rums I really started to try, looking at the book Smuggler's Cove, it was kind of the first wave of where do you even start in really wanting to get into a rum journey. And so because before that it was, okay, well, maybe you look on Reddit and there's a picture of a bottle and then a tasting glass and then a pretty long explanation of on the nose. I always kind of think of it as like, I don't know if you've seen the South Park episode with the Yelp reviewers where, you know, there's this like very pretentious classical music going, on the nose, I smell burnt rubber that's been in the sun for 4 days. Right. And you're like, that's, how do you know what that smells like? But okay. Yep. So I really just started buying a bunch of things, and sometimes I was flying blind because there really wasn't much outside of Smuggler's Cove. There were a few tiki books out there, but they were very cocktail focused. And I downloaded Beach Bumberry. He's a very famous cocktail / tiki archaeologist, as he calls himself. And basically it was, okay, I want to make a Navy grog from, you know, the 1940s. It was Frank Sinatra's favorite tiki drink, by the way.
Wow.
But it would call for things like Demerara rum and Gold Puerto Rican rum. And I wanted to deconstruct and understand the differences and how and why they tasted the way that they did. And the more I tried, the more interested I got into it. And so, as mentioned before, there's rums that taste like a combination of olive brine and cinnamon sticks, which I know sounds weird. There's rums that taste like butterscotch pencil shavings. There's rums that the whole category is so diverse. So really, it's very unfortunate that there's a certain brand that is associated with a pirate that tends to dominate Americans' thoughts, hearts, and mind when it comes to rum.
Right.
So that's really the basis of the Rum Champion, is just sharing what I've learned. I still have so much to learn. I realize every day how little actually I know, but it's a journey and I am learning more and more each and every day with it. So it's incredibly diverse. There's a rum out there for everybody. If there's tequila listeners listening or mezcal lovers, I got rums for you. If you like bourbons, I have rums for you. And it's not to try and say, stop drinking the spirits that you know and love, but it's more to illustrate that there's much more than a specific spiced rum, which everybody associates with. I drank too much in college. I can't even look at it. I can't even smell it anymore, and et cetera. So hope that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's a great answer. I appreciate you kind of taking us down that journey a little bit. When you were talking about how you kind of, you know, looked at, you know, the recipes and just the different cocktails and learning about that, kind of becoming, you know, a mixologist yourself, can you kind of share, you know, taking from your parties that you had and kind of putting those on social media and in your form of content, like, have you learned and, you know, what people tend to prefer or what in your opinion kind of, you know, makes good content, especially about rum and something that your followers enjoy and that kind of draws people in?
Yeah. So I think that one of the kind of unexpected secret success factors that came into this was I looked around at the existing content in the rum space, and there was virtually nobody, minus one or two individuals, but no one was really in front of the camera talking about where, you know, this specific rum comes from. It's a, you know, it doesn't matter the bottle, but where the rum came from, how it was made, or anything like that. And no one, especially in their tasting reviews, it was these very long, very thorough Yelp review, or not Yelp, goodness, Reddit reviews, which helped me and still to this day helped me determine whether there's rums that I want to purchase, because you always want to lean into what experts and people who are tasting this stuff nonstop. But I looked around and saw that no one was really in front of the camera. You weren't really seeing what people's reactions were when they were tasting it for the first time in real time. And the biggest one for me is the distillery, or I should say brand deep dives. So my first couple of videos were more about fun facts about rum and talking about grog, which was the history of one of the first cocktails kind of in the New World, which we'll talk about probably at another time. But then really, everything changed when I posted my first distillery deep dive on Mount Gay Rum. Now, Mount Gay Rum is in Barbados, and that was the first time that I think I ended up getting like 800-900 likes. And then I started leaning more into seeing, wow, people are really liking these deep dives of where it's distilled, fun fact about the country, how it's made, et cetera, et cetera. And there are a lot of people from Barbados that were, hey, thank you so much for highlighting our country. So a lot of people from Barbados followed me. Then I ended up posting, I think the second distillery, second or third, was Angostura. And then that took off. And then I posted something about Appleton / Ray and Nephew. It's kind of the most popular rum brand in Jamaica. That ended up getting over 5,000 likes. And so that's been a big piece, is that when you highlight these distilleries and you showcase the country in a wonderful light and say, hey, this is the pride of the country, they're, you know, they love it. I'll get people in, you know, that send me DMs and whatnot saying, thanks so much. Or they comment, or they tag their friends and say, yeah, Jamaica, big up Jamaica, which is basically just like good on you, or some sort of compliment like that. That's been good. My bloopers, people like to see the behind the scenes of me messing up, and I mess up more often than I get right. Like I'll be in the middle of a cocktail video realizing that, I don't have the ice that I need. Or for example, I need lime juice, which is in the refrigerator. So I have to run while recording.
Yep.
And then I'm like, God, oh God, oh God. Or, you know, like I did one time, I don't think I posted this one, but I put a cocktail shaker, I sealed the shaker and I shook it and it went all over me.
Oh no.
Or I did like a rum tasting where I was swirling the glass around and it went all on the floor and I didn't notice and it just heard the splatter and went.
Yep.
Well, because I mean, people just want to know that you're human, and I like to point out and poke fun at myself where I can, because I mess up all the time as a mixology enthusiast. I mess up more often than I get it right.
For sure. Yeah, that's awesome. I think people love seeing kind of that authentic, you know, just personality. And I feel like you have a pretty awesome, unique personality, which I feel like probably draws people in too. So
very kind.
Yeah.
And I pay it for our listeners. I paid her to say that. Sydney, I'll be Venmoing you after the call. Wink.
Thanks, Brian. Well, no, I think that's awesome. And just kind of, especially, well, now that you have, 20,000 followers, obviously you've gained quite, you know, a decent amount of people to come back for more, education and also just, you know, fun and some of that mixology and insight about rum too. So can you share a little bit about kind of the education side? And also, obviously, you have your Instagram platform, but just expanding more into YouTube and your podcast as well, and just helping really kind of spread that education and awareness, you know, about your knowledge of rum and just about, you know, rum cocktails in general.
Yeah, great question. Everything really stemmed from when I would tell people, even to this day, hey, I exclusively drink rum. I get kind of a side eye. And I know exactly that it's going to break out in two different ways. I usually get either the Johnny Depp, why is rum gone? And then they just stare at me and I have to be like, yeah, I haven't heard that 5 million times before.
Yep.
Or the other track that's pretty common in, as well as rum. I don't like rum.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, what have you had? Well, Sailor Jerry, Captain Morgan, and I'm not speaking ill of either of those brands, but that's where people had started. And those tend to have some sweeter elements to them that people drank in excess, or, you know, whatever kind of a rum flavored liquor. And my response when I hear things like that, or Malibu coconut, it's, well, saying that you don't like rum because you don't like Captain Morgan or any spiced rum is kind of like saying, I don't like whiskey because I don't like Fireball. Right. It's just this whole different category. And so my whole piece through Instagram is really, I guess, my whole kind of Instagram rum curious clubs, to the rum podcast and rum rise rum set is really showing people in a video format, kind of where to begin with rum, what rums to buy and what to do with them. And so that kind of stems all the way from, oh, hey, guys, this is Foursquare. And Foursquare is an amazing distillery in Barbados. They've been around since this time. This is what they're doing. And then that's kind of the first take. And then the second take is showing how to make a cocktail with that. So like a corn and oil, for example, which is a very famous and old Barbadian cocktail. Mm-hmm. And with that, it's really cool, at least on the Instagram side of things, to see light bulbs go off in people's head of, oh my God, that's cool. I never knew anything about that. Oh, hey, I just found this bottle of Dorley's at Total Wine and it was $20. Can't wait to try it.
Yeah.
Great. Let me know what you think. Or outside of even just the Rum Curious Clubs, which is a great format that we get people to come. They taste different cocktails. We send them home with little cocktail cards. We help get them discounts so that they can purchase bottles right after the events. We send them on their way to liquor stores, et cetera. I'll actually have people over here at my rum library, as I call it. I actually have these little library cards that my lovely producer made. So I actually stamp the section of the day. We write in what they tasted. And it really is just an attempt to get liquid to lips, I guess, is the best kind of a campaign, because the more people can try things, I usually get things like, wow, I never knew rum could taste like this. Or, wow, I guess it does. There is much more to it than spiced rum. And so that's the biggest thing, is just showing people on a national scale here in the United States that there's more to rum than the flavors. And then even so, if you zoom out to Caribbean and people that kind of follow me from all over the world, everybody's pretty regional. So Guyana, it's a country, it's the only English-speaking country in South America. It's in between I think it's right next to Venezuela, and then the island north of it is Trinidad. Anyways, little geography lesson for our listeners. Yeah. But those people will only drink the rum that comes out of there. So I only drink El Dorado rum. Conversely, people in Jamaica only want to drink Ray and Nephew or Appleton. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty regional. So another piece of this is to try and show folks that are either living in those countries or that have perhaps moved out where they have more access to different rums that, hey, there's a whole wide world out there for you guys to try. So that's really the effort. And then the cocktail piece is understanding that not everybody's just going to want to kick back and drink, you know, their drinks neat or on the rocks or whatever. Right. It's a nice way of showing people kind of what rums to buy and more of an informative, hey, if you're interested, you know, you can find it here, 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 blah, blah, blah. And here's a cocktail that I like to make. If you guys pick up a bottle and you make a cocktail, please tag me. I'd love to see what you're doing. So, I always like to say we're doing the rum gods work, you know?
Right. For sure. No, that's great. I appreciate you kind of sharing that too. And I feel like that is a good part, you know, as an influencer, I know that word, you know, obviously has some stigma as we move into, you know, 2023. I feel like it's a very broad term now, but I feel like, you know, involving education and more of that, you know, kind of awareness of the spirit. I feel like it's more, like you said, making your channel and your accounts kind of more about the rum, less about you, but also, you know, that's your passion. So bringing that into that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and it's been really cool to just meet a lot of people. I live in LA, meeting people in Southern California. I've been fortunate this year alone to be sponsored to go out to Puerto Rico and Singapore. I've been to New York. I was in Boston last weekend with Privateer Rum, which don't sleep on Privateer Rum, anybody. It is a true American spirit and it is something that is fantastic. Look into it. And tomorrow morning, I'm flying to San Francisco to speak at the San Francisco Rum Fest. So with that, I just have met a lot of cool people down to people who just want to come and attend events and, you know, have a little chit chat, cheers, a little cocktail, all the way to, you know, some very well-known people in the rum space, like Shannon Mustafer, who has become a very close friend of mine. And it's just amazing that the people in this space are really wanting to elevate the category. And the best way to do that is through education rather than, hey guys, do you like rum? Like, I don't know. It's kind of like the Beetlejuice. Y'all like rum. Why don't you come over and I'll give you 1, 2, 3 rums, you know, or whatever. So, but it's the education is kind of a nice way to just get people to be interested. And the people who are great, you know, the people who I'm only going to drink whiskey. Whiskey's a great spirit. There's no doubt about that. It's the reason it's very popular. But sure. You know, we'll take all of the rum curious people if we
for
will.
Sure. And those are the people, you know, you kind of have that keep coming back and kind of obviously that love your content, kind of aligned with that. Can you share one of your best tips about just, you know, your content or just how to kind of grow organically on your social channels and talk a little bit about that?
I would say find your voice. And I'm not saying you need to find a catchphrase. Mine inadvertently happened because the what's going on, everybody, was kind of my way to energize myself when I was going through a one take 90 second deep dive on a distillery.
Right.
Find your own voice, make it authentic, be truly passionate about whatever it is that you're into, whether that's baking, whether it's, I don't know, crochet or, I mean, I know that there's a pretty popular YouTube channel where there's a guy who focuses on giving fatherly advice for people who don't have dads and that gets a, like how to tie ties or, you know, whatever. And so find your voice, find what really inspires you, and then don't be afraid to try different creative ways of creating content. So for me, the camera's a lot of the times in front of myself, the bloopers really help. And I guess the other thing too is, this might sound silly to say, but do things because you like them and other people will follow rather than trying to chase likes.
Mm-hmm.
That served me well. I know that, you know, being loud, I guess is the best way I could put that is not a bad thing, but that's what's helped me. So be authentic, be yourself, find your own voice and find what you love and relentlessly tell people about it, because now, unfortunately, everybody that's in my personal sphere they always hear about rum at least once or twice from me in a conversation. So,
well, they know what they're getting for the holidays.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So kind of going along with that, as you've kind of talked about, you know, your humble beginnings and your, you know, finding your passion for rum, do you have a vision for the Rum Champion? Obviously you're kind of already doing it and having, I feel like you have a lot going on and a lot of, like, as a rum curator, as a podcast host, as an educator, you know, what is your goal, you know, 5-10 years down the road? Is it a rum cocktail book, or is it creating your own rum, or, you know?
It's interesting. If you would have told me I would have been where I'm at a year ago today, I probably wouldn't have believed you, because I just didn't think that people really were going to be that into hearing about rum. So the fact that, you know, in about a 12 months time, it's, you know, the Rum Champion is where it is. The Rum Curious Club has 3 locations. The future of the Rum Curious Club is I really want it to be at 6, 7, 8, 9 plus locations throughout Southern California. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we look at expanding into another state or something like that. So that's one piece, just because it's a really great way to get a community of either spirits curious people who are willing to try new things, or rum lovers together to enjoy, you know, tastings and cocktails together. For the rum curator, I kind of see that equally growing. I work with 3 liquor stores to help curate what rums they should put behind the counter. And then equally, they partner up with our Rum Curious Club so that our members can actually get discounted bottles. I see that growing alongside the Rum Curious Club. And then now I'm actually doing some consulting work for brands directly on how to launch and, you know, what the strategy of their brand should be, what messaging is, and all sorts of those things. So it's really become much more than just the Rum Champion influencer offering. It's kind of a full service piece. Yeah. And then later down the line, I would certainly see myself speaking at more rum events or spirit events on the category of rum. And who knows, maybe a book is in the future for me. I've been very much just riding the wave, I guess the wave sounds, it's not right, but I've just been open to all these different opportunities, and a lot of things have opened up. And so I've just been with my lovely producer, some very close people in my network that are helping me just kind of clear the picture. But yeah, more Rum Curious Clubs. Book is probably something that will happen. And yeah, I'm just excited. I am as excited as you, Sydney, to figure out what's going to happen a year from now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's awesome to see kind of how your, you know, entrepreneurial spirit, everything kind of comes full circle. And obviously just the power of, you know, putting your passions out there, you never know what's going to happen. So
yeah, that would be my one piece of advice for anybody and everybody listening is, whatever it is that, because for the longest time I had I could do this rum thing, and, you know, like, or other things in the past that I just never did. Well, it's not the right time, or I don't really know how I would do it. My advice is, if you have something that you're passionate about that you want to share, just start doing it. Whether it's you want to do a club for a book club or a rum club or whatever it may be, or you want to start a YouTube channel, you know, doing baking lessons or whatever, like, just start doing it and see what happens. See where the road takes you, what the world has in store for you, and just enjoy the journey. And the other piece, remember to take, this is more so for myself, remember to take some time for yourself to just step away and take a break. But yeah, I'm sorry to go off on that diatribe, but just start and see what happens. Because too often everybody just kind of, well, it's not the right time. I don't know if I can do it. Well, I don't think people will like it. And all these doubts creep in your mind. Just dispel that nonsense and just start doing whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, that's awesome advice. I feel like it's simple, but a lot of people do forget that. So great advice. Yeah. for yourself, for me, for our listeners. So, well, thank you, Brian. So our last section of the podcast, we just have a fun speed round of questions just to kind of see, you know, get to know you a little bit better. And sure. So I'll just jump into it and rapid fire.
All right. And when you're finished asking, I'm going to instantly have it. So let's go.
Okay. So what is your go-to cocktail?
Ooh, tiki cocktail is Navy Grog. Current cocktail that I make at home is a rum old fashioned, which I call an old colonial for privateer rum.
Awesome. So on the rocks or neat?
Neat, 100%.
Garnish or no garnish?
Garnish for a cocktail, none if it's a neat pour.
Favorite brand of all time?
Brand of all time. Oh God. I'm probably going to have to say, shit, I'm totally screwing this up. Foursquare out of Barbados.
Gotcha. So what are your top three qualities for a rum?
And quick question, is this for sipping or for cocktails? Because they're two separate things.
Let's say sipping.
For sipping, so first and foremost, I like rums at cask strength. So that's typically above 52%. Rum people get really weird. Like I have some stuff back here that's 68% ABV. So that's one. Secondly is unadulterated. So that means that there's no sugar added, no sugar flavors, colorings added. And I'm not going to be somebody that says, oh, well, you know, sugar. Nope. Sorry. Speed round. Cask strength. And then unadulterated. And that has a very long finish. So something that you could taste 10, 15, 20 seconds after you've had it.
Awesome. And then the last question, are there any rum brands that you haven't tried that are on your radar to try?
Yes. Rum Ballone out of Guadeloupe, St. Nicholas Abbey out of Barbados, A.H. Reese, I think is how you say that, out of St. Thomas. And then any rums from countries that I haven't tried. I've had rums from 64 countries and distilled in over 80. I want to try rums from everywhere.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Brian. Well, that was a lot of fun. Well, we greatly appreciate your time today. And thank you for joining us on our podcast. And it was awesome to just kind of hear a little bit more about rum. I mean, I feel a lot more educated about rum myself. So thank you so much for your time today. And I feel like our listeners really learned a lot. And yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Sydney. Thank you for having me. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Brian. You take care.
You too.
All right, everybody. That wraps up today's episode of Eat, Drink, Social. Thanks for listening. If you have a story to share or know somebody that does, feel free to reach out to us.